Hello and welcome to the Beginner's Handbook. I'm Jordan.
I'm Jamie.
And in this episode, we're going to talk about note-taking in tabletop RPGs. Now, it might not sound like a big interesting subject, but actually, it's something that has it does come up during games, and certainly over the last, well, certainly the time we've played, and certainly with the different groups that I've played or ran with, there's a lot of different opinions about note-taking, and some people are more serious than others, and some people think you should need to do it this way or that way. So we thought it's something that's came up for us at least recently, so it might be something that we should maybe talk about and see how it goes.
Yeah, and again, like, there might be some people that are sitting horrified right now on the other end of this going, wait a minute, I thought this was a game. Why? What, note-taking? What's going on here? But, like Jordan saying, depending on what sort of game, what sort of style of game that you're either running or playing is then going to kind of dictate, I think, a lot of when note-taking is going to be either useful or is going to be essential.
Yeah, so quite a few things to get into with this episode, but what we'll do, as normal, is we'll start with a couple of questions that we've got for other people. So the first one is, are you a note taker? Some people are voracious, I think that's the word, note takers, and they take tons of notes. I can be quite like that with games, and other times I've completely ditched the idea of doing notes anyway because I couldn't be bothered, especially if you need to write them. It's like, I can't be bothered with that. But if I'm typing, I don't even need to look, so I can just blast away. So what sort of note taker are you? And how hard do you find taking notes during a game, or even when you're doing stuff with your character, and like you're trying to keep on top of what the GM's telling you, but you're also trying to take it down because it might be important later? So I think that would be an interesting question to hear from yourselves.
Yeah, and as well, if there's any DMs that are out there, have you ever had player notes that have came back to bite you? You know, is there anything yes. that you've said that they've written down, you see it, it's dated, it's signed, you've countersigned it, and it's just caused chaos? Let us know about that as well.
Yeah, I mean, I've actually had that both by people that have taken notes and I've not noted it down when I've ran the game, and by people who have not taken notes. I'm going, you're talking rubbish. And then they actually tell me something that they shouldn't actually know, and I go, oh, maybe I actually did. But it's just the way it is when you do a whole bunch of games. It's like, I went, okay, that's fine. But yeah, I've had it bite me. But look, that's cool. That's all right. There's no problem with that at all. So I think then what we'll do is we'll start with just talking about how our thoughts on taking notes has evolved from maybe when we started playing back in like 2017 or I think it was 2017. Oh my God, that will be 6 years of playing if that's the case. It's either that or 19. It was 2017 or 19. So from the start...
16, 17...
Yeah,
roughly.
Wow, 6 years.
But we managed to work it out one time, but I forget.
Oh, yeah, I know. I should have took a note about that. But I actually had a character one time.
There you go. That's it. Episode done. There you go. It's important, right? Bye.
I had a character that slid people off for not taking notes while not taking any notes the whole game. Pretended I was writing them, and then I spun it round, and there was nothing there. And I was going, oh, for God's sake! But so what we'll do first, we'll start off with what our thoughts were about notes were early on and just how that's progressed to now. I think you might be quite shocked by, at least, especially myself who runs tons of games, what my opinions on note-taking is. Or maybe it won't be. I guess we'll have to see. And then we'll move on to things like maybe tips or advice or just general observations that we've made about note-taking and maybe what we would recommend to people that came to us asking about it, or what I tell my players most of the time when I'm doing games with people. Had a big one on Friday there, and said first thing I said was, don't worry about notes for a one shot where probably you all die, so don't worry about it. And I set the scene for them, and they were terrified from room one. It was great.
Yeah, well, I'll start off then. Okay. So very, 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 very first game, when it came to note taking, I didn't actually realise that I was supposed to be taking notes.
I don't think I did, because all the games I'd done before was like Cthulhu, they weren't long, it was like one or two sessions, do you know what I mean? So it was like, yeah. Whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and then we were told about notes, I went, oh no, I do so much writing for work and I need to do it for my games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, with myself, when it was, I can't remember, I'm pretty sure I asked something, so for a point of clarification, and then it was, well, check what you've written down about it. I was just looking at a blank sheet of paper going, there's nothing. I've not been taking notes. When was this supposed to happen? So that was my kind of introduction to note taking in RPGs, D&D specifically at that point. So, you know, not exactly a great start. There wasn't anything kind of overtly said to anybody, but as well as that, because you're a new player, so you've got the character sheet there and it's got different numbers written down on it, and you're trying to remember what you've to use for what thing and what you've not to use for something else, even though two things have got the same number, but sometimes in the columns they don't, you know. So you're trying to get your head wrapped around all that to then add on note taking on top of that, as well as trying to pay attention to the story, as well as managing your character sheet and what items you might be using or what you're not using, and learning new rules and so on and so on. It was a bit of a juggle, I would say, for that very, very, very first game. What about you?
I wasn't as new to games as like yourself when we started, but I was new to D&D, so I still had, maybe not to the same degree, just because I'd seen a stat sheet before, like, even if it wasn't for D&D, I'd still had an idea, like, okay, that's my core stats, and that's, like, if it was Cthulhu, your abilities like acrobatics and agility and stealth, and that's all, like, your skill checks in Call of Cthulhu, so I could see some similarities. Mm-hmm. But it was a similar sort of thing. I'm trying to think if I did actually take notes like at all the first few games we've done. I don't imagine I did. At least if I did, they're not any use now, that's for sure. But yeah, so I was kind of like very casual about it early on though. And most of that was because I was like, who cares? I don't really need them. But I was also new to like long form campaign play, where notes are usually encouraged by GMs, especially if it's bigger games, just because there's a lot that you've got in a game that might come up. And if you don't take notes, then the GM might be able to fill you in, but they might not always be able to fill you in because they're not just juggling the story you've done and your actions. They've got all the other stuff in the background that's affecting it. But so I was quite casual about it, really. I think I probably did maybe note take a wee bit sooner than... like I just started taking notes, but most of them weren't... I just felt like it was a waste of time, so I felt like I had to note everything down, which wasn't useful, but we'll come on to maybe how... what you should encourage when people are taking notes later. But how is it then for you after maybe a couple of years of playing? Did you get, I mean, I don't actually know how much notes you moved on. Did you care about taking notes a bit later on after we had some D&D under our belt? Or?
Well, again, still sticking to that sort of early period. So that kind of first campaign into the kind of second or midway through the second camp. 100% remember. It changed from being surprised that I was supposed to take notes to literally like try to write everything down. So still in that early period, because then it was, wait a minute, and I can't remember what I asked, because it didn't seem to me as well at that point that it was a particularly outrageous thing to thing to be asking. It seemed something quite, you know, low-key. And again, I can't remember what it was, because you're talking, well, from just now, that's what, 6+ years, give or take. So I went the opposite way, where I was writing everything, and everything. And then fast-forwarding on to kind of beyond that period, I then got to the point where I went, do you know what? Looked around the table, I went, Jordan's quite a fast writer, he seems to be taking notes, I'll just kick back and not do anything at all. And that's where I stayed for a good while, where I was literally not taking any notes. All I was doing was I was updating like equipment that was changing, because the way I looked at it is, only need to write down that once, or once every so often, or, you know, change a number here and there as you're using things and strike it through, you know, whatever, you know, simple, do it, focus on the game, focus on the story and enjoyment rather than note taking. which, strangely enough, is something that I don't go out of my way to do, you know, as most people, I think, don't. So that's where I stayed for a good while. And then I would say only within the last 2 to 3 years I've actually went back to note taking, because at some point I went, oh, that's a bit unfair. Jordan's writing everything down. And as well as that, okay, he might miss something because he's busy doing something with his character, or he's thinking about something that I might pick up on, or vice versa. Or I went, right, okay, I'll try to get back into note taking. So I made a conscious effort around then to do that. And I just slowly kind of worked on it, and that's kind of where I went from there to just now, where all I will do when it comes to notes is I'll make a snap judgment if I think the person that's there, that if we're interacting with an NPC, I'll make a snap judgment if I think that they're going to be important, or if they're going to reappear at some point. I'll then note their name down, and then I'll just give a kind of, what I aim to do is a sort of a patchy timeline, and that's as much as I do, and maybe the odd note here and there if something particularly strange or unusual jumps out at me.
Yeah, I wonder, I'm trying to think back to then, because I did take a lot of notes, and it wasn't so much because I felt like I had to, but for me, about the middle point was when I was running games, I get really big into like note, and it wasn't like, so I was helping take notes of others. The problem I had running games was I was taking too many notes during the game, and it was like I might miss something someone said, or, you know, I might be holding something. I was like, 2 seconds, let me get that down. I still do that sometimes if it's a really, really big important thing, but it's rarely I actually take a lot of notes during a game, unless it's just a wee scribble or draw. I actually sometimes do a wee quick, like, stick man thing, and just because sometimes if it's like they killed that guy, it's like that guy dead. Just quick, it saves me writing it out, or I can type just as quick anyway. But I used to take tons of notes when I was as a GM, and I felt like I had to do that a lot. It might have been because of the people that I was running, or sorry, I was playing their games, that I know that they're big on their notes and their lores and all that stuff. It was usually quite big and grand, their things. Whereas for me, I was kind of like, maybe I should be kind of doing that a bit. Because if I don't remember this detail, then it's like, oh, that's terrible looking. So I kind of went, not so much as a player, but as GM, definitely I kind of went too far the other way. And that's kind of how, that kind of middle section for me, maybe after the first couple of years of playing, especially things like D&D, when you're potentially doing longer form campaigns, because your characters live longer, the chances are they'll have more things they do in a campaign, whereas more of the games that I like to play and run, good luck lasting 6 games. I mean, it's not like I'm trying to kill people, and most people do survive more than that, but it's, I usually try and build up my games in a way that makes people think they're going to die. Just to get the fear under their skin a wee bit. You'll find that out tomorrow, maybe, hopefully find that out tomorrow with the game we're doing. But so that's how I kind of went, and so it kind of sounds like we both kind of started taking a lot more notes as we got on, but for me as the GM side, I started being like, that was where I honed it in, almost militant military style. But it's changed a lot more recently in the last year or so. And what we see for you, like, now bringing it up to nowadays, how do you approach notes, if at all, in your games or in games you play?
Play rather than run,
either or both.
Well, playing rather than running, because I don't know what's going to go on. That's what I've changed. I've changed to like a broad timeline, basically, is the way that I do it. So rather than, you know, like details of, like, if somebody goes into a tavern or something and going, right, okay, it's called this, and, you know, the outside is like this, and there is enough space for 50 people in here, and it's just they go into the such and such tavern. That would be it.
So the highlight detail. Yeah, it's the highlight rather than, it's the same thing when I get characters described. It's like, especially the games I've done recently for the dwarf game.
Yeah.
And I'll just do thing, guy's name, usually it's a big notable thing. He's got one leg, or he's got one eye, just something just really recognisable. See if he's not important after that, I'll just put not important. You know, or if they have an impact or they ask, maybe I'll expand on that individual. So it's almost like its own module when an important character comes in. But a lot of the time, we do it more in the Dwarf game because it's a, like we've spoken about this a thousand times before, but it's a long, long, long campaign with lots of detail. Yeah. So it's very detail dense, you know. Mm-hmm. Sorry, it's very dense with detail.
Yeah.
So it's a wee bit different, but most other games I don't really bother with tons of notes. As a player, I don't bother. Mm-hmm. Like, most of the time, people don't remember anyway, including the GM, at least the ones I play with.
Yeah, and one of the, I suppose that's more in the kind of tips slash advice, but I'll say it because right, I might forget it. One of the things that I do with the notes is that I'll type them up, and at the top I'll put a list of like the kind of major characters as we kind of come up, as we like bump into them essentially, and then underneath is when I'll have that kind of timeline happening. And if we bump into somebody, then they'll appear in the timeline, so it's chronological, so they know that this happened, then this happened, then this happened. But as soon as there's an important enough name, copy paste up at the top, so that if I'm looking back in notes and I go, right, when did we bump into,
you know, this guy,
Johnny the Monkey,
aye,
then like, find him, and then alright, there he's there. And he...
That's interesting you say that, because that's how I write my wee modules when I run a game for people, especially the bigger campaigns. It's like I usually have the events and stuff. I kind of do events, usually a bit of intro or summary, then the key events. It's not a lot, I don't have a lot of time for game prep, as I've said loads of times on the podcast, but I'm lucky if I get an hour, unless I was to dedicate most of a Sunday afternoon, which is the time I pretty much have free during the week, and every other night I'm busy. So unless I dedicated my time off for me to writing game notes, then I'm lucky if I get 30 minutes to an hour for prep for a lot of games that I do, including the one we're doing tomorrow.
Yeah.
I've barely even seen the scenario. Well, I've read bits of the scenario before now, but it's been about 6 months ago. So I'm looking at the introduction going, right, I'll read this tonight after we're done with this, and tomorrow before the game. Well, I actually won't have time before the game because I'm out until we play, but I'll figure something out.
Yeah.
But so my notes for game prep, anyway, getting back to the point, is it's like, it's a quick wee summary, it's a wee paragraph, the key events, and then actually move the characters, the key characters up the top, who's came up in the key events, and I can use that for hyperlinking and stuff so they can jump. And if they're key, if they're really key players, I've got a wee appendix for the guys in my campaign that are important, so I can just click their name and it will go down and give all the
exactly
info.
What you need.
So that's interesting that that's how you approach notes now.
Yeah, so that's like in terms of me as a player.
Sure, yeah.
Because again, you might need to refer back to something, there might be some detail that other people forget, you know, whatever. But in terms of running games, all I do is I've got essentially like a kind of list of the key events, characters, whatever. So I've got all that kind of pre-planned before we go into it. So I've got I've got what I want to happen, whether it does or not, different thing. But as long as nothing majorly deviates from that, then I'm not going to bother note-taking, because most of my concentration is going to be split between keeping an eye on what everybody's doing and then try to figure out how to link event A to event B, or come up with event C to replace event B, to then have yous go and do that because it now makes no sense to go there, or it's now impossible to do that, or, you know, nobody wants to do something in that direction, so you need something else. And again, if there was like a major change, then at that point I would make a note of what's happened, because do I need to know that you specifically were the first person who spoke to the first NPC? No, not really. It doesn't make a huge difference to what's going on. And if you guys remember it incorrectly, that it was somebody else that done it, if that's the kind of the sort of Mandela effect that's happened, I don't need to burst the bubble, I don't need to pop it. And again, it doesn't make any difference to the key events, which are, you know, who survived, who didn't survive, did anybody get arrested, this, that, you know, whatever the kind of big major things are. So the only time I'll note take is if it's going off the path that I'd kind of tried to set you off in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting. So nowadays, and this is where I think we'll get people being a bit surprised, but nowadays with notes, I've already kind of alluded to it, because I don't really have a lot of time just outside of games for note taking out. Like when I'm playing games, for the most part, I don't generally take notes unless it's something like maybe very important sounding. So if I'm a player in a dwarf game, I might take a bunch of notes down for key things. More because I know sometimes it's the details that might screw us over a bit with that, because there's a lot of kind of political and like stuff happening in that game. So it is detail orientated with certain kind of events or circumstances in the game. Or
small print's going to bite you at some point.
Yeah, so but that's just that style of game, you know. So so that's fine. But certainly for other games that I play, I barely take notes. You know, there's a GM I've got. Well, we're not playing with them now just because they're on a break for now. But they're like super, like they punish you a hell of a lot for not taking notes and stuff. Whereas with those games, I just said, look, I can take notes, but I'm not taking the notes away. I'm not going to be reading them on the way to, because I'm driving, so I'm not going to be reading them on the way there. Usually, in those nights that we were playing games, I would literally be working or doing something or cooking and then doing housework right up until I need to leave. Mm-hmm. So I'm not getting any time to read them. So I just said, like, I don't have time to read the notes. So by the time I get here, that's fine. But if I do take notes during the game, it'll be when I get here, and in which case we're doing the recap anyway, you know. So I struggle remembering things that have happened, even with notes in games that I'd done 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. So, but he was very much against it. But I just was like, I'm not here to work, dude. Like, I do 4 games a week until before we do this 5th game. So as a player, it just depends. You know, I think games where it's easier is things like Call of Cthulhu or something investigative heavy, where you're actually noting clues down. The story doesn't matter so much, like in terms of like needing to record it, because you'll remember those bits.
Mm-hmm.
But the details of the investigation, that's actually easy for note taking, because you can even mind map it. It's actually more flexible for note taking then. But other than that, like D&D or fantasy games, I don't really bother. And as a GM, good luck, I'm barely taking notes. You know, basically, I've got a good grasp on kind of navigating players to where I need them to be without railroading them or kind of forcing them to make certain decisions. I find that people generally, whatever they do, I mean, I don't take a lot of notes pre-game because I know most of it's not going to happen anyway. I spoke about having key events, and when I say that, it might be this will happen and this baddie will steal or goes to try and steal this thing, and then they try and go to their main base to speak to their main captain or whatever it is. That might be the 4 events that happen in the game. And I do it on a game-by-game basis. I've got the overarching story already done, but then I'll do it just before the game, 20, 30 minutes. This is the 4 things that are possible or will happen, regardless of what players do. So unless they stop them, it's going to happen. And then I can navigate a way around that. And I don't need any more notes than that, because if they do break an event in the chain, then it would change the game notes anyway. So I just need to wing it from there and then maybe make a couple of extra notes just to say that they broke the chain.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. I've got literally a paragraph, barely anything else, and just key characters so I can jump to their stats. And that's about it. And it's literally, you know, barely half a screen on my computer, what I've got, or a screen's worth on my computer, or less than half a page if it's in the Word doc. So not a lot, because I don't need any more. And I've not needed any more than that for the last year and a half of running games. Alien didn't have any notes for that game at all. And now, it was a shorter game. It was Chariot of the Gods, which is the first cinematic scenario that Free League had released. It does go. We'd done it for 3 games worth. So potentially, you could argue you need notes. There's a lot of places in the ship you can go, etc. But I didn't find like we needed it. And I think it was because there was things that were memorable about the game that encouraged that. But I'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Warhammer, that was actually a lot more detail heavy, I would say, and places, especially lore-wise. Oh my god, it was a bone the Boneyard scenario by Cubicle 7. It's free, check it out. It's a blast. If you don't know Warhammer, this will bring you right into Warhammer.
And in my case, it literally was a blast.
It was a blast. Literally, the main note, the only note I should have had before the game was check out blast rules for grenades, because Jamie's the only player that's used them so far.
Yep.
So I was like, I don't know that rule. So I said, well, just do this. If you roll this, it hit them all and do your damage. Cool. Yep. Whatever. You know.
Still don't know how they work.
I've barely played it since. I've done one other game, and I know that the guys I do it with don't have grenades. They prefer to hit things and shoot them with their bolters.
They're just not as creative problem solving as me.
It was creative problem solving, though, because you're using your abilities to use those grenades.
Yep.
Even those other games, and a lot of the stuff I've been doing recently is OSR, so I don't use any notes for them at all. So as a GM, during a game, I don't take notes. But I try and take little key things. I did Cursor Strad yesterday, and it was literally 4 bullet points I got from that game. But that was the only 4 important things that was actually meaningful for the game. The rest of it I leave up to players and stuff to remember. And if they don't remember it, well, one of us will. Do you know what I mean? It's not like nobody will remember. So I've kind of went from no notes, taking like loads of notes, and now I'm kind of like, it's only bare essential notes, because for me the narrative's way more important than trying to get things exactly to the T for notes.
Yeah.
And most of the time people remember it anyway, because the game's been memorable enough.
Mm-hmm.
So that's everything to do with note taking, at least I think, from our start, middle-ish and up to current, I would say.
Yeah.
So that kind of leads us on to things like the advice that we would have for people taking notes. And why don't you kick us off? Have you got any you would like to... what would you, if somebody asked you about, should be taking notes, how do I encourage people to take notes, whatever that piece of advice might be that they're looking for from you, is there something that you would recommend?
If you're literally brand new at doing it, as in playing RPGs, or you're brand new to a particular system and you feel that try to take the notes you're going to struggle with, that you're going to find that you're going to miss bits of the story or anything like that, don't do it. Okay. And hopefully your DM, GM, depending on what you're doing, is flexible enough with you that they know that and they're not going to hammer you too much for it. But at the end of the day, if you're concentrating on the story, you're potentially going to remember it. Whereas if you're writing down and you're half listening, but you're concentrating on what you're writing, you're probably going to be missing detail anyway, or you're probably going to miss key detail, which means you're pretty much in that same place anyway. So if you're completely brand new, don't worry about it. Somebody else will get it. Somebody else will cover it.
Do you see on that point, though, as well, that was why I stopped taking lots of notes as a GM, because I was missing stuff happening during the game that players were doing. I just went, you know what? They're not even going to remember this anyway, and neither am I. And I'm going to look back at my notes and go, what? So I stopped, because I wasn't being able to be attentive to people.
Yeah.
And I think that it can be the case. Not some people can. I mean, like now, I can touch type and do stuff and listen. Like when our GM for the Dwarf game tells me all this info, it's like 3 pages long, it's some kind of thing we're talking about, I'm noting it in real time, but then not everyone can do that. As a GM, I mean, there's only so much brain power you can, even though half of this is automatic, the touch type and stuff, it's still not full attention sometimes. So, but that's why I stopped doing it so much, for that exact reason. And I think that's relevant regardless if you're playing as a player or just you're running it as a GM.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. And as you start to become more familiar, or if you are relatively experienced but you've not really been doing note taking or whatever, then again, just remember that the fact that one of the NPCs is wearing a red bandana, does that make any difference to the fact that they're there, rather than their name, rather than if they're friendly or if they're hostile, rather than if you think that they'll be useful further down the line because they've got good contacts, or whatever the situation is. So start off with the biggest details and kind of trust your gut a bit with it and go, I think I should note that down. Go with that. And again, kind of like Jordan saying, if you're coming away with any more than like a page worth of A4, like per game, then it's maybe a bit much. Well, depends how long you're playing for. If you're playing for 8 hours a day, maybe not. But you know, trust that you know what's key and what isn't key. Familiarity with DMs and GMs as well is going to help you out with that, because if it's the same person with the same sort of style, then you go, right, well, usually when we go, and I can't really think anything off the top of my head, but like anytime we walk into a room and he says the phrase, you know, you feel a chilling presence, then you go, oh, some trap is about to be sprung, or you know, whatever. You'll figure out kind of, I was going to say tells, that's probably the wrong way of sort of describing it, but you know, you'll get the kind of the signature moments, if you like, from you having the same DM, which then means that you're note taking, you're going to get a clue, you're going to get a heads up, or the kind of thing that you should be noting. And as well, even if you aren't particularly spotting any kind of particular clue as to when to take notes, you'll know like how much time they spend with the NPCs, whether they're going to be relevant or not. You'll know at a kind of subconscious level, you know, for every 10 NPCs we bump into, 4 are actually important. So then you'll get a kind of better idea of when to be noting and things like that as well. So main thing, go with big bits of information. Are you in a new location? Somebody's name. Is the DM actually bothered to give you a name? Is you as a player, if you even bothered to ask for the NPC's name? And if you haven't bothered to ask their name, and if you've not been given their name by the DM, then chances are they're not going to be important. Mm-hmm. If you feel the need to ask their name, chances are they're important. The DM's already given you their name, you know that they should be important, because they've, again, going back to that tell, they've went out their way to give you that piece of information, because they're desperate. DMs and GMs are all attention seekers, just remember that. They're desperate for you to explore their ideas. If they're giving you that information, they're desperate for you to go down that route. So get it written down and then ignore it. Just mess with them.
It's funny you've said that, because I actually do name a lot of my NPCs now, because it's because I've done so many, and it's just I've got all these names in the bank, you know. And I've had times where I've said, and so this will be interesting tomorrow. We'll see how many, because it's just we're doing Strange Aeons, which is a Pathfinder game, but we're bumping it to second edition, because hell no, I'm not doing first edition, man. It's too complicated. I can't be bothered doing that. So might not get a lot of that, but certainly, so the game I ran on Friday, so that was a Morkboard game. There's not a lot of characters in it, in that particular one shot we done, but every single one of them had names, because I was also trying to make it funny and stuff, because it's a kind of miserable world and things. But so everybody was like, they weren't note-taking, but they were going like, oh my god, what was his name again? And I could see that they had all this, they'd built up this whole persona in their head about this wee NPC. Mm-hmm. You know, do you know what I mean? It wasn't even relevant. I think his name was Aztec or something. And they're going, like, it was the guard Aztec. And they were just going, oh my god, this guy must be really important. And you could see they were trying to get information at the guy. Like, they were interrogating him almost at one point. And I was like, oh my god, I made a mistake. And I was like, this is not important. Just shut up. But it's funny that you mentioned the names thing. Because I think for me, my thing about advice for taking notes, like actually taking them, if you're doing one shots and stuff, like especially if you're new, this is particularly if you're new to the game and you're new to a game and you're note taking or feel like you need to. I mean, I would literally, as long as your GM isn't like giving you a detailed, pure dense game, mm-hmm. like the main thing you got to track is just what's happened to your guy. That's like, start with that and you can expand from there. So whether you've used all your potions, and I know your sheets have got inventory boxes and things, but not some other games it might be easier just to score stuff out, or particularly if you get given a new magic item or something like that. You're given something and you've not been given the stats. It's like, take a note of that. If you've been stunned in a fight, well, obviously you need to make sure you're tracking your conditions. So the actual practical stuff in the game, definitely track that, whether it's on the character sheet or if it's a story beat that's happened to your character, like maybe you've been robbed. You know, now I know that you could just rub the stuff out of your sheet, but you might not do it at the time. Mm-hmm. Or your GM might say that one of your items has disappeared, but you don't know what one yet. You know, who knows, maybe something was stolen, that's all you know. It's like, things like that's important. And the only other story beats that I would say is really important to really take is things that's like really big. So, for example, you've just bumped into the big baddie, or the big baddie's just killed somebody, you know, just something, keep it super, super high level. Because what I found is if I take tons of notes as a player, and I've seen this with my players, if they take tons of notes, a lot of the time what I feel happens and what seems like happens is they lose a lot of the detail of the game. That see if they didn't take any notes, they would actually be remembering more of the game because they're engaged in it and actually doing stuff that's interesting, rather than needing to feel like you need to constantly go 2 seconds and take notes and then 2 seconds. It leaves them immersed, and I think immersing people in it helps just keep and consolidate that information in their brain. So keep it just to the bare essentials and try and focus on just enjoying and engaging the game. Really, your GM shouldn't be too punishing for stuff like that, I would say, especially if it's like a lighter game you're doing or it's not a big campaign. Like a lot of time, I just communicate with players a lot of the time and just tell them if it's important or not. I'll say, there's a lot of names that are coming up. This is even in my big campaign. They should really know these guys' names, but I say, don't worry about the names so much because there's like 8 of them and they've all got stupid names and different races, you know? So I'm like, don't worry so much. Just, that's a turtle guy, that's a rabbit guy, that's the elephant-looking guy. You know, just use that as the anchor. And that's they've been noting it down as how they look rather than their names. And they remember them better for it, and they're not wasting the time spelling out the name and all that nonsense. So that's probably something that I would say for sure.
Yeah, and just kind of picking up on what you were saying there, I would split note taking and kind of some of what you were saying as being two different things. Yeah, so
yeah, equipment management.
Anything that's equipment, gear, all that sort of a thing, I would say that's essential, and you need to make sure that you're doing that, because if you've got like health potions or you've got arrows or whatever and you're working your way through that, then eventually at some point you might run out. But then if you're still using it and keeping it going, then you're breaking the mechanical side of the game. So because of that, then I would say that is essential. And again, split that from note taking. Make sure that you can do that first, make sure you're comfortable with that, and then think about note taking. And again, I would split them into two different things, because I think that is essential and you need to be doing it.
True, but there's also games that aren't like, unlike D&D and things, they don't always have these categories for your stuff. Like, I can't remember what the Cult Divinity Lost sheet's like, but every game that I've ran of that and played, we've been given stats and stuff, but I don't remember having an inventory area for recording it. So it still turns into notes for certain games.
Yeah.
But certainly, like, what Jamie's saying is a good point, a very good point. Like, as far as note-taking is concerned, just really core stuff happening to you and let other people worry about their characters, right? That's the way to do it. But if it's stuff that's like equipment management and spell management, most games will have that built in for you. But that's like top priority. To be honest, though, that's not as hard to track as you go, though, because, I mean, it's happening during combat a lot of the time. And if a story thing happens and your equipment bag's nicked or your bag of holding's been nicked, you know, you can just either score it out of the sheet. Or I actually do take notes for stuff like that, and recommend people take notes for stuff like that, because, you know, they might get it back and I don't want to need to re-add it to their D&D Beyond or whatever. Certainly, they are inventory management and things. It's actually more like a game mechanic in its own rather than it being note-taking.
So
it's a good way to distinguish it.
Yeah, that's what I'm meaning with it. So again, you might not have an area on a sheet that's specifically dedicated for that, but either get a separate bit of paper.
Yeah, or like split the paper. Do something.
And again, conceptually, think about equipment and items and all that sort of stuff. Think of that as game mechanic, and then think about everything else as note taking. So in other words, if it's again as part of the notes, if somebody clubs you in the back of the head and you do get robbed, well, the note taking part of that is you were clubbed in the back of the head and robbed. But the mechanical side of that is that everything that you used to have in your equipment section is now gone. And the important thing is make sure all the stuff in the equipment section is now gone rather than you were robbed. You know, again, presumably you'll remember that because it's a big enough event, and presumably you'll remember most of what happens in your games, but the notes are there as a backup in case you don't.
That's a good point. So I would actually still argue, though, depending on what the effect is, it's still worth noting it down, because we're talking about mechanics and notes. But the reality is, in practice, and I've seen it, is a lot of time, like, I've had stuff where max HP has been dropped for some reason. And then people are like, why is my max HP lower? But stuff like that, actually, it's like, that's when I talk, we talk about note taking. And I do, maybe I'm coming back, I'm coming round to the idea of, if it's really essential, fundamental effect on your character, it's still worth making a wee note on your notes area for it. You don't need to track the numbers or anything silly. But I've had it plenty of times where key items have disappeared and I go, why? And I have taken notes like, this happened and this happened, but it wasn't immediately clear that like four items went away. So it just depends. But for the most part, that's like really splitting hairs. But that's like for really complex games. And the reality is, that's not, a lot of games you might play won't be that complicated, you know, or maybe it won't be, especially if you're newer. And I think, you know, that kind of, speaking of newer, because I talked about that briefly earlier, one thing, do not do it. Do not punish people for not taking notes. I absolutely hate it, and I'm very, like, I hate it when people do that, because I've been the victim of it. I talked about a guy kind of punishing me for not taking notes, and I just said to him, look, mate, I don't have enough time to flaming read your game. I'm going to level with you. You know, I'm here to have fun and play some games, but I run multiple games a week and play another one on top of his game, you know. So it's really not priority for me to sit and take tons of notes. And really, I'm trying to be there and have fun and play new characters, you know. Now, maybe as a player, I'm not as suited to that group, maybe. But that guy, what got to me with this particular guy was just, it was not just me, it was everyone got that. And it would then kind of mechanically punish you later and stuff for it. And we're not new players, we're all experienced players. But, you know, the problem is, a lot of the time, it's like we're forced in and railroaded into different events and stuff. And then it's like, we can't remember what's happening is because we're railroaded into it, and there's nothing memorable. We're just told we're doing stuff and nobody's interested. But if we didn't take notes, then we wouldn't remember that. But then we're getting punished for not taking notes, but then we're not really motivated to take notes because we're doing stuff we don't want to do. So there's all these kind of silly little things, and that's like a very extreme example. But even for lighter players, I've seen guys, I think the first time I played, I think it was Alien, because it was over Discord, I think it was during COVID, and so we're all doing it online. And the guy, I'm sure it was Alien, because it was a homebrew version of Chariot of the Gods, and or a modified one to make it shorter. And I think the guy, someone had done something, and he never let him talk to other players about what he needed to do, because he was like, oh, they're dead. And I get what he was trying to do. It was like, you know, he wants him to kind of... But the way I see it is, it's like, basically the guy get punished, they end up getting killed because of it, because Alien's super brutal, and he had to do this thing in a time-sensitive manner. But the guy's like, I can't remember, because he was new to the game. We're all new to the game. There's a lot of stuff that happened. There was a lot of cutaways to other characters, and then most of them get killed. And then the guy's like, that's been like 2 hours since we were told that. In-game, it might have only been 10, 15 minutes, but in real life, it was like two and a half hours. So he's like, what is it? And he wouldn't let him. And he punched him for it. He killed him. And I'm going, what? I think the roughneck would remember how to, you know, what buttons to push in his big power lifter or whatever it's called, the thing that Ripley uses to hit the big queen. I think it's the second alien. But stuff like that, I'm going, man, it's just weird to me that you punish people for it. Yeah.
Yeah. And again, that's the thing. It's splitting as well. Not giving somebody information for a reason, versus punishing them for not taking notes. And at the end of the day, what purpose does punishing somebody who doesn't take notes do? I don't think it does a lot. Okay, they might take notes the next time, but yeah, again, like, are bad notes any better than no notes? And, you know, it starts to run into all that sort of stuff. And like Jordan was saying there, if you're not motivated to take notes, or if you don't see the need to take notes, then you probably shouldn't be taking notes. But when it comes to it, then you go, right, well, suppose you want to, rather than, and again, if you are a DMGM, like we talked about earlier on, there's a lot of stuff that you're having to do, because you're having to keep an eye on what everybody's doing, so that you can then either factor that into what the story's going to do, or you then need to react to that in whatever way. So having your players take notes and track certain things, less work for you, so you can spend more time concentrating. And like you were saying as well, it feels, sometimes it can feel like you're not giving them enough, because you just feel that your attention's split and you feel that you're not as engaged as you could be. So you want to, let's use a euphemism, coach your players into taking notes. Well, at that point, then for me, it's a case of going, right, well, either what information, what are they asking? Are they asking something that is potentially forgettable? And that's like from the character's point of view, not from the player's point of view. Or are they asking something that is particularly complex? And again, from the character's point of view, not the player's point of view. And if it's forgettable or if it's complex, then at that point, potentially don't give them that piece of information. And that will do two things. It'll make them think about taking notes. It'll show them that there are consequences for not doing for not note taking or for not remembering. And at some point, that then may feed in story wise for you. So something that's forgettable, I would describe as something like we talked about earlier on, like there's an NPC that walks past and they're wearing a bandana. What colour was it?
I would argue that's important if you know you want to kill them with a red bandana. But other than that, little edge case, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but that kind of thing. So again, suppose you had to identify somebody. So you've walked through and you've described, say, 10 NPCs whilst they've been in the tavern and things, and you're trying to create a bit of mystery or, you know, whatever you're doing, and then they need to go and find somebody and identify somebody. If they don't know that that's one of the traits that they're looking for, then that potentially poses them a problem. Again, like if it was a number for a combination for a safe, it's a random number, so unless you've made a physical effort to make a note of that, you are potentially going to forget about it. And then if something's complex, then just something that has a lot of steps to do, or if rather than remembering a number, you're talking about, I don't know, like refitting an engine in a car or something. Like if you've not made a note of the exact step-by-step ways of doing that, are you going to remember how to do that? Probably not. So that's the kind of things that I would look at for not giving them the information, rather than, you know, it, like going back to if your character was robbed, I'm pretty sure they would remember that happening to them, even if the player forgets what happened in the last game. So there's no point in withholding that, because the character would know, and you don't need any special feat or any special ability to remember something as significant as that happening to them.
Yeah, it's interesting. I find from a practical game point of view, I think the small details that maybe are kind of forgettable or insignificant can help explain or describe stuff. I think there's a case for giving people that and some of the complex stuff, but I think a lot of it, I mean, really the games that I've run, other than yourselves, not many people are taking tons of notes. And if they are, well, they're not taking notes, and if they are, it's not tons of notes. But I also just, I level with people when I'm playing the game. I'll say as I'm describing something, and this is important, you know, whether, so even if it might seem insignificant, but if it's important, I'll tell them. Or if it's something complex, like, I might tell them it all, or I'll say, it's really complicated, but, and it tells you all of this stuff, and I'll summarise what it is, just in a wee sentence, and I'll tell them the thing that's immediately important. Let's say they need to go and destroy these portals to stop this big evil demigod coming through a portal, you know. So, but there's a few steps to it. There's maybe three or four locations need to go to and maybe do certain things in a certain order. I'll tell them that that's basically, that's the summary that I've just gave, but I would say the first step that's important is this bit, and then just help people know it. It helps just consolidate it for them in terms it's easy. But it means if anyone's note taking, they go, cool, there's a big plan, but I know to do that, and Jordan will tell us the rest. Like, it just keeps it super easy. Because what I don't want is note taking, at least in my games, I don't want note taking to become a flaming mini game in itself, you know. Yeah. Other people just engaged, and that was it. And that kind of ties in then to, I wonder, actually, maybe talk about it right now, because I just wrote it down. For me, it's important to, in games as a GM, so this is from a GM's perspective. And you've actually kind of touched on it a wee bit there. Give people a reason to actually either want to, like, to take notes. You know, they need to be able to know. Maybe sometimes if it's a group that don't take notes often, you know, it's important to actually give them that indicator. Tell them it's important. Tell them if they remember it, that it will help them later on. And see if they don't. You don't need to punish them for it. You might know what they've been told and they might have forgot. So you can either just tell them if you remember. Or you could actually be putting it down to a check to see if they remember. If it's something in a long campaign that maybe their characters might have actually forgot, then you can make them do a wee history check for it if it was D&D. Or if they've got the keen mind feat, then you're just going to have to cough it up, you know. I'm pretty sure that's how that works. But give people a reason to want to take notes, or just be honest with them, or don't bother. Just, you know, don't be so anal about it. But that's just something I find. It's just, I've had a lot of experiences with GMs that are very, very vigilant. Like, they want you to take notes.
Yeah.
And I find the whole thing just weird, because particularly one of them, they care a lot about a game they put a lot of time into. I understand that. But no one really cares about the game as much as they do. But they want everyone to care about the game as much as they do.
Yeah.
And the reality is, like, I know from experience, from a lot of experience of running games, that notes are not the be all and end all, and actually for the most part people remember my games, at least the stuff that's important. And there's something in that. I don't know what it is, what the formula is for it, but, you know, at the baseline I know the key events, so I just tell people it.
Yeah.
You know, who cares? I mean, the characters would know, so why not tell them?
Yeah, and again, there's nothing wrong with giving players the information that they're asking about. It just depends, if you're wanting a more serious game, then, you know, avoid the pitfall of punishing players and going down that route, because again, I don't think there's anything positive to go down that way, rather than try to use something more creative, which is, you know, if somebody is recalling information and is taking lots of notes, then, I don't know, maybe reward them somehow.
Yeah,
kind of thing. Or again, think and ask yourself, is it something that they would likely to forget or get mixed up with? And if you get a yes back from that, then at that point potentially withhold the information, or maybe even mix up the steps. Turn around to them and go, you think that it is X, Y and Z. So you're not overtly punishing them, you're just muddling the pieces. And then in 5 minutes, 10 minutes time, if they try to use the information and it doesn't work, then they've got a kind of improvised puzzle there that they can play with.
It's interesting, because it does, I mean, something I think we spoke about before was note-taking helping out. Like, if you take notes as a player, it can actually help out your GM.
Yeah.
But it's not essential for playing, was that what you were saying?
Yeah, basically, yeah. So, like, as long as you can remember the key events, then do you need to be writing it down? Well, not really, as long as, again, you're not getting bogged down in the details of, you know, was it a tunic or a cloak that he was wearing, or, you know, any kind of anything going down that route. And I don't know why I'm kind of focused on clothing for stupidly small details to be fixed on. But you know, as long as you're not getting distracted with stuff like that, then at the end of the day, all you need to do is turn up, react to what's happening in front of you, and you know, enjoy the game. And then as long as you're doing that, then that's all you need to do.
Yeah, I'm on the fence, because I talk about not taking too many notes and stuff. I think taking notes does help your GM, by the way. So, but it goes back to the thing where take stuff that's relevant to you, especially if there's an impact. And I say that particularly because I've done a couple of long, like I've been doing Curse of Strahd, that's over a year long now. I've done my own campaign, which has been a big 2 years. It's actually approaching 2 years in a couple of months. About a couple of months. So, but there's times where generally I don't mind people not taking notes, and actually, like, I'd rather they just played the game and had fun than take tons of notes. But there's certain things, and I'd say it depends on your game, which is when I would say actually it's fun, like you should really be taking notes, including stuff that can help with your actual gameplay. Because a lot of the time I'm trying to reward players if they do something cool, unique, different, whatever. I might offer things like magic weapons if we've not had a game in ages, and then we do a game like this. I had a hiatus for my main campaign for a while so we could all try games. I encouraged them to do their own games and just try different systems, and they had a great time. But when we came back to this game, it was about 6 months, I think. I started off the new game and gave them equipment, you know. But I also said to them, write all this down, because there's no prepared stuff. I'd done it based on how they, their actions and things. I wanted to give them something unique based on what they'd done in that game, partly because it was a great game, but also because it's almost like a returning gift to that game.
Mm-hmm.
So there was all that stuff. So things like that, it's like you better note it down, because really the problem I've got, and I've talked about this already, is I don't have a lot of time for game prep, even after games. Usually we're finishing, if it's during the week, you know, I've got work and I'm up at whatever, half six in the morning. So I'm not going to be sitting doing post-game like summaries. But for the other guys I run with, we're playing till like 1 in the morning and all that. I'm not going to be sitting note-taking. Usually half of them are sloshed anyway by the time we get to the end. So I don't have time for note-taking. So it kind of depends. Like, I'd say any game, it's probably worth the core stuff that happens to your guy. Especially if it's a narrative thing, maybe just take a wee note, but leave it as a bullet.
Mm-hmm.
But depending on your game, if it's investigative heavy, like a Cthulhu game where there's lots of puzzles, and that's a part of the actual game, or if it's a long-form campaign, it's definitely worth taking some notes about stuff that happens to your guy, both mechanical and otherwise, because there's plenty of times where I've been told, oh, what weapon did you give me again? Or I gave somebody a ring, I think, it let them get more spell slots. I can't remember what it was. It was something stupid and overpowered, but yeah, I thought it'd be cool. And he went, what spell slots could I get in it again? And I said, have you got your notes? And he went, no. And I went, all right, 3. And he said, oh, I thought it was 5. And I went, well, it's 3. Because he never took it. I didn't note it down either.
Yeah.
But I just said, well, it's 3 for now. We can maybe revise it later because we both don't know. But I level with people, though. I just say, I don't remember and I don't have a note. So, but I think it depends is the short answer. And it's just, I don't have time to babysit people's notes and micromanage all of that stuff. And to be fair, I think people see me as fairly, well, fair as a GM, because if I don't know something, I'll say to them, I don't know. And normally I'll give them something in their favour, you know, if I don't remember. And ultimately, you know, we're doing a game at the end of the day, so it's not really that big a deal. There's nothing that can really break the game by, oh, you forgot a wee note. It's not going to break it. So don't, it goes back to not punishing people. I could have punished that player and said, oh, you don't have the item. You know, I've seen stuff similar to that. But, you know, I'll change my mind on that level 3 ring, spell slot ring, if I decide he's not cool enough with it. You know what I mean? Everybody's got cool swag now, so if it's not good enough, I'll give them it higher and I'll just tell them it privately. But certainly, yeah, there's an argument for taking notes, and actually it does help the play of a game, but I think it's particular types of games, and most games that I run anyway, that's not been that big a problem. The only time it's been a problem is who had what item, because they kept switching items and one of them was separated, and that's when it became a problem, because one of them had a special sword to kill this special baddie, and he needed the sword to kill the baddie. But then he gets split. And we all knew he split, but no one knew what weapons they all had. And I just went, well, roll for it. Whoever gets the highest dice roll gets the sword. And that's it. Because we didn't know. And I just went, well, you'll figure something out if you don't have it. And now they're in a really bad spot. So we'll see how it goes on Friday. But yeah, well, that's my kind of solution for it anyway. So Yeah, I think, have you got any other advice? I hope that makes sense. Bit of a rant, but it's just something that it's... I've seen it a lot where, you know, it's like not taking any notes can be a problem for certain types of games,
mm-hmm.
but I also don't think you have to take it for other types of games. And even big games, you don't always need to take notes.
Yeah, and I mean, the thing is as well, if you're a DM, GM that's there, and like you were saying as well, if it's like a Cthulhu game where it's kind of pivoting around investigating and so on, then taking notes is going to be key to that kind of style of game.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you are a more serious DM, GM, and you're wanting kind of more input from your players on that front, then just be level before the game, explain it, set out the way that you want or the way that you hope that they're going to work with it, with note taking, and then that should hopefully solve a lot of things as well, because there isn't any issues with just levelling beforehand.
Yeah.
Rather than yeah. that first game that we played. And again, like, in fairness, it was a new DM as well, so
it wasn't like somebody's fault, you know, it was just we were all new to this particular game. Yeah, exactly, game, so
100% slack getting cut there for that one. But if it was somebody who was completely, you know, was experienced, someone that's been doing it 10 years or whatever, and it's somebody completely brand new in that situation had happened, then at that point you're going, well, the DM should be either helping guide them through so that you actually get somebody staying and enjoying the game and being a long-term player rather than somebody that just passes through.
Yeah.
As well as the fact that they should know that because they're a new player, they're going to be under, you know, a lot of mental fatigue at that point. So explaining before a game, perfectly fine to do, and kind of setting out expectations and things. But also, the kind of most crucial thing, I would say, out of all of this, as a group of players, is don't land one person with notes. Now, earlier on, I'd said that there was that kind of middle period for me where I just stopped taking notes completely, because I went, I'm remembering enough of what happened the last time, I can get by, and I'm keeping a track of all my kit that's there, so I'm fine, I'm getting by. But also during that period is when I noticed that you were taking more notes and things, and that during the games I seen that you were referring to stuff when we were recapping what happened before we started again. So I'd done that. Like, I'll hold my hands up completely there and say I was one of those people that went, oh, somebody else is doing all the work, brilliant, like, kick back, relax. And during that period, that was probably crucial for me to do that. Otherwise, if I was still trying to juggle the notes and things, I may have been someone that maybe would have just packed it in and not came back, because mm-hmm. I'm spending as much time studying here than playing, so what's the point?
Go ahead.
I did do that, and then as time ticked on, I then went, right, actually I'm managing to kind of keep track of things better, I'm more familiar with how the system works, and because of that I'm now doing things at an automatic level, an instinctive level, which is freeing up processing power to note take. And then as well as that, the notes started with too much, and then they get paired back to the essential information, and the note taking got better as well. So then because of that, I then went, right, okay, I'll start doing a bit more and a bit more and a bit more, because I went, it's a bit unfair to ask you to kind of, well, not ask you, I just silently sat there and let you do it, but it's unfair to have this same person basically doing all that work, the same way as that if you were getting into combat, you wouldn't go, okay, when you go, Jordan, you deal with those 10 folk over there, we'll just sit here and watch you.
That's kind of what happens though with my dwarf guy, at least not with some of the recent guys, but there's definitely been combats that happens. I mean, speaking about the note thing though, it's a good point, because I think the thing, the more notes you take, the better you get at taking notes, and you build different systems. Like, You see, if I was to prepare games the way I do now, but, you know, with the first set of Cthulhu games I've done for you guys, there is no way I would understand what the hell was going on in that game at all. There's no way, because I wouldn't even understand the system I've got. And it's the same when you're writing notes as players. But you see, if you've got a player, if you, I mean, like, there's notes, games I can't be bothered taking notes and other people take loads of notes. I mean, because like with that situation, it wasn't a case where I was like, you know, I felt like I had to take, I was just doing it because that's what I was doing at the time. And that's, I mean, it's not always a bad thing. It's worth maybe checking in with somebody in case they feel like they need to and are too scared to say otherwise. But for the most part, some people do like taking notes and that's how they do it. And, but, you know, it's one of these things. That situation was fine. Like, it wasn't like I felt like I had to do it. I just was taking lots of notes. And I think it was a typing them though as well, because I'm a fast typer. It was probably, was this in the conservatory and stuff? Was that when we used to play over there?
Yeah, so so again, this sort of middle period that I'm talking about would be, like, say, just for argument's sake, if we started playing in like January 16, and this is by like January 17.
Yeah,
you know,
so
mean?
We were
so within the very, very early stages.
So really, and to be honest, I couldn't be bothered notebooks. I kind of jump between notebooks. It's like phases where I like to record.
Yeah, so originally
notebooks.
It was written, and then later on when it was kind of more electronic, then it
moved
was typed.
Type. And yeah, so I mean, but that's the thing. It's like, I'm fine. I'm a fast writer and I'm a faster typer. So I end up being fine. But I mean, if you're worried about that with somebody, it's worth saying to them and ask them, how do you feel about notes? Do you want it split? Do you want that? It might help them. Maybe they'll take pressure off of them. The way to probably see that though is to see how engaged they are with the details when they actually play. If they keep kind of going, oh, what was that again? Then it's probably a sign that they're struggling to engage with the game because they're taking too many notes. And I think that's really also a GM thing to watch for, because there's a lot of times, and I'm flat with people about notes. Like, there's games I say, look, it's not that important, or just I can bring it up later, or I can't remember sometimes in the spur of the moment. So I just say, I can't remember that really important detail about that really important bad guy, but I'll tell you after I read it at the break so we can keep it moving. And that's fine. So it's just, but it's totally fair. Don't just make, if you see somebody taking loads of notes, don't just land in with it and assume they'll take all your notes for you, because it's not really fair on them. Now, they might be happy to do it, but you should always check in, because some people like to take notes and some people don't. I'm actually one of these people that doesn't really like to take a lot of notes, but I do it anyway, because it's just for my own memory for the game, because I play so many or run so many or both that I don't remember most games week by week. I just it's too much like other stuff juggling about my head for it. So, but yeah,
and the thing as well, during when I started going back into the notes and things again, what I'd done at that point, and this is a kind of, again, another kind of bit of advice that might help people out, is that through Jordan, when we were doing the recaps and things, like, I noticed the way he'd written his notes down. I spotted the kind of information that he was jotting down and noting, which then meant when I started getting back into doing the note taking, I went, right, I know the kind of information that he's focusing in on, so I'm going to focus in on other stuff. So with Jordan, what I spotted is that, again, going into that, if you walk into a tavern situation, I would just leave it as walked into tavern, whereas with Jordan, he would be describing more about the way it was and if there was any kind of key locations near it, and, you know, how to get to it and things like that. So there'd be more information relevant to whatever he's note taking, whereas with me, the notes were more superficial, but I was covering more of the kind of step by step of what was happening in the game, which then means that at any point, if we had to refer to an event that happened, chances are I'd got it down, and then if we needed more information about it, then we could look at Jordan's. So we were covering a broader base.
Yeah,
and again, I don't think I've particularly said that to
no,
you.
No, it's interesting you've noticed that, because my notes, mine's is in like a chronological order, because but it might be if it's a tavern that will say, like, let's say it's a Groggy Tankard we went to, it will say the tank, like our home base. Then it's like I do a line and indent, and then it's like I don't write, it looked like this and this and that. It's usually bullets a whole bunch of bullets.
Hmm.
And then it's like, guy was there, name was Greg. And then it's like, I do an indent for Greg, so he gets his own little compartment. So it's all kind of indented. And it doesn't take a lot of work. I mean, I suppose it's speed note-taking, I guess. But it helps with the recaps. Do you know, actually, that is really leading on to something, especially for running a game. This is like something I do a lot of the time, and it saves on note taking. As a player, the recaps are fine. As a player, you're using your notes to do a recap for the game. It helps rejig it. I think what's actually better than that is, because I used to think it was better to get players to do it because it gets ahead in the game. But to be honest, I think in practice I've seen it better if I've actually done the recaps as a GM, because it lets me focus in on the actually important stuff for that game, whether or not players know that or not. But usually I'm telling the really important stuff that's relevant, that was either highlights from the previous game or next, or within all of that there'll be stuff that's important and will help direct the current game that's about to happen. And I don't cover everything that happens in the game either, because like players, I'll skip over and say, did I miss anything? And usually I know I have, but it lets players jump in with the key details that I've missed out that they know about. I think recaps are a really good way to get all that information back in their head, because it lets them players digest it, and then get all the threads that they'll start to remember. Especially if you're kind of like a note-takingless game, then recaps are a great way to get all that information back out from the hard drive and into something that's usable for the game. And that's if the GM does the recap, which is why I think it's really important. It's actually a good technical skill to kind of develop, because the games I do, some of them we might not play for 5 weeks. Or even, to give you the example of my long-term campaign that we put on hiatus for 5 or 6 months or something, and then we came back to it, and within the first 30 minutes of the game, or within the first hour, let's kind of do it super conservative or liberal, that within the first hour of the game, they were remembering stuff from previous games. It literally felt like we'd only played it a few weeks ago, and it was like half a year. You know what I mean? And that was because it was a really big recap that we'd done. Did the same thing for Alien, which we came back to after about 7 or 8 months. We got to Act 2 of 3 of Chariot of the Gods and did a big recap for the game. I took all the main points that happened, summarised it into a kind of narrative kind of monologue, and they're kind of getting their characters prepped and kind of getting back into the headspace of it. And it was perfect, because then literally we hit the ground running and nobody taking a damn note that whole game, including myself. I just remembered it all, and it all came back to me as I was doing the recap. So I think that's a big piece. It's worth trying. It's not everybody's jam, but definitely try that as a GM, doing a recap with core info in it. It's really important, even for longer term campaigns with loads of detail. I've actually found it helps a lot, because most of my players don't take any notes, and that's fine, they don't need to. It's up to me to remember the small details, in my opinion, unless it's something solid, like you got a cool magic item. And that usually what I say is, note that down if it's important. And if they don't, tough. You're going to get probably just something I think is reasonable. If it's not exactly the same, then that's fine. But at least you'll note take next time.
Yeah. And again, I think a final point from me as well. Remember, DMs and GMs aren't perfect. So
yeah.
Part of your note taking as well is, should something change further down the line, then you can turn around and go, but look, I've written it down and it says this, and it gives you something to then question and ask them about. Now, most of the time it'll just be a mix up, or it'll be forgetting or whatever, but you might occasionally get something that's been changed that then either breaks a mechanic for you or places you from thinking you were in one situation rather than a different situation. For me, I think it's happened again over that I was going to say over that 6 year period, and then remember there wasn't taking notes for about 4 of those years. So over a 3 year period, it's maybe happened, I don't know, a handful of times, maybe 3-4 times, and I've never ever pulled it up, because it's never been anything too ridiculous, and it's never been anything that I've felt particularly aggrieved at. But all I've done is the original notes in. So if it's, you say, a weapon that you discover is like a +3 weapon, and then by the time it gets to the next game or the game after or whatever, it's actually a +2 weapon or something. A big enough difference, but not really anything to cry about. It then means that further down the line, if you then get told, oh no, it's actually a +1 weapon or whatever, that you can then go, well, hang on a minute, I've got the original note from 2 or 3 games ago that it said it was +3, and the game after I've got a new note which says, not actually a +3 but +2, and now today it's a +1. It then means that rather than just scratching it out and going, oh, I must have got that wrong, it gives you something to work with should anything like that happen. And I once had something that was changed in front of me during a game just as I got it, but that was because it was there was a lack of realisation how handy it was, so it got edited in front of us, so never got a chance to commit that one to the notes, which was unfortunate.
I've had stuff similar when I've GM'd, but the way I see it is either I've miscommunicated it or I've just forgot. And in that case, either I just go, all right, cool, if that's what I said, that's what I said. Or I just negotiate with them. Like, I go, look.
How about +2.5?
If that's what I gave you, then it's a bit overpowered. Do you know what I mean? Like, so just, and I usually leave it open though, if players are like particularly needy for it. And I just go, well, we'll see, but let's just drop it down. I'd rather drop it down now and then they get used to something that's worse and then go, all right, cool, just pop it back up. Then let them get comfortable with this. Let's say it's a +3 weapon, and then need to take it away from it. It's different if you snatch it after they're happy with it.
Yeah, take the stabiliser.
And if they've already got it, let's say they've already put it in, like at that previous game, and then 6 weeks later they come and I go, that's too big, and then they go, no, but that's what you gave me, look. And I go, oh, no, never mind then. Just I have to deal with that. Just add 2 HP to the monsters or whatever to balance that extra 2 that they got, or whatever, something stupid. But that's it. So I think then that gives us one more thing that I think I want to talk about. And I mean, it's not that important. And I think I've said this in other episodes, and I've got mixed feelings about this, but private conversations between a GM and another player, that's, it's like the GM whisper thing that I think got very popular because of Matt Mercer and stuff on Critical Role, where he can whisper something very sneaky into someone's ear and it's a secret that only they know. I get the idea behind it, but a lot of the time I see that kind of almost abused to the point where it's like, I mean, we've had games where we've sat outside the game room for 30 minutes while people do this whole RP.
Oh, bizarre kind of point to jump in. I started adding timestamps to my notes because I felt there was a period of time where that was happening a lot and there was a lot of time getting wasted.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for a fact we were out the room at one point for... And the worst part is I forgot to make a note of the time before we went out. So minimum half an hour we were out the room.
Aye. So but things like that, I mean, that's obviously a different sort of problem. But most of the time it's happened a lot with me over the last couple of months that we've played. And it's not long times we've been out, to be fair. But a lot of the time it's information that I'm obviously going to immediately share anyway. So I almost see like, well, unless the secret is really, really, like, really imperative that no one else knows, like, maybe you want your guy to be sort of evil, like an alien secret android, so you kind of want to keep the secret android a secret, because that's a big plot twist in the game. So if you go for the secret android and Chariots of the God, or the Gods. But other than that, I kind of say, just cut the secrets back. There's no need for most uses of it I've seen across, not just the guy that we were talking about there, but like other people that use the same idea. Most of the time it gets just reiterated anyway, and a lot of the time it's reiterated wrong, then the GM corrects them anyway. And it's just going, just say it anyway. And do you know why you should just say it anyway? Because somebody's going to take the note for it, and you'll have it down, and then it's not like... Because a lot of time when it's secrets I'm getting told... I'm lucky enough to be able to type fast enough to catch it. Yep. But if I don't, then I'm going to take even longer to get back to the game or I'll miss details.
Yep.
So just say it out loud. That's what I would say.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just a kind of, that's a very particular little bit of advice. It's not, you're not going to get every game that's like that. But
yeah. And again, maybe talk about that and other bits and pieces in more detail when it comes to, like, kind of, I don't know, like, do's and don'ts or something, in a broader sort of category. But again, just if you are going to do something like that for style or for dramatic effect or whatever, remember and ask yourself, is it going to be dramatic when they come back and tell them? You know, because if it's like, oh, you spot that there's actually somebody hiding behind that bush over there, cut back. Oh, guys, there's somebody behind that bush over there. It's
To give you an example, see tomorrow's game, there's going to be bits like that where you'll be separated, right? But I'm not going to take yous away in separate rooms. What's the point? You know, because it's fun for other players to see other players in a position where they're actually at risk. Do you know? So, I mean, I think generally it's a good rule to follow. Don't cut away or split other people away unless it's really fundamental to the game.
Yeah.
But anyway, in terms of note taking, though, it makes everybody's life a lot easier if there's potentially, if it's a four player game, potentially four players taking notes. But yeah, so I think that's kind of all our kind of main takes. So you've heard this. What's your thought on anything we've said? Are you horrified that I mentioned doing 20 minutes of prep for pretty much all my games? That's big games. If it's shorter games, there's games I've ran, these one shots I've got, where I've literally just opened the book and went, right, here we go, and that's it. Jumped straight in. But what's your thoughts on what we've been saying? Have you had anything of some of the questions that we had before? I'd love to hear from you about them. But if there's anything that you want to ask us about what we've said, or some of your opinions about what we've said, or alternatives or hot takes, let us know about it. I'd be super curious to hear it.
Yeah, and I normally remember where all the socials are and things, so let's see if you've been taking your notes.
No, so Facebook, WhatsApp, Facebook, no. It's owned by Facebook. Facebook, Discord, you've got pretty much most Spotify platforms, audiobook kind of podcasty platforms, so that's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, and there's some others, but you've also got Twitter, you've got Instagram, and I think that's everything.
Did you say Discord?
Yes. So you didn't take your notes there, did you?
I just wasn't listening.
Aye, so you're taking notes mentally. But so that's some of the socials that we've got then. So thanks from us for listening and or watching. And it's going to be a bye from me.
And me as well.